Good morning. It's The Conversation on KMUN. It's our live local call-in show where you get to weigh in on the topic of the week. We're going to address the vaccine scenario today. I'd like to know what your experiences have been. I have not gotten mine. I've not been offered one. And I know that some have had luck, some have had trouble. I'm just curious to know what it's been like for you. And we're also doing an icebreaker today. If you could spend a day as any animal, what would that animal be and why? And we've already got a bite. Oh, we lost the bite. 503-325-0010. Caller got off the hook there. Hopefully they're calling to be on the conversation. Good morning, you're on the air. Did you have a comment? Yes, did you have a comment for us today?
Yeah, if I could spend a day as an animal, I would love to be a beaver.
Tell me more about that.
Well, best of both worlds. You get to hang out in the water if it's hot, crawl up on the banks of the river or the pond if it's a little bit too chilly, and, you know, just get to be outdoors, do something productive with your time.
And you never have to worry about a mortgage because you've got your teeth.
Right. The only thing that's going to foreclose is if we get too much rain.
Right. Cool. Well, I dig that answer. Have you had any experience with the vaccine process yet?
Not directly. I'm coming from over in the Portland metro area, listening in over the web. And so we've had more locations potentially to get the vaccine, but just not in the right phase grouping yet to actually get in line. But, you know, our turn will come when our turn comes.
Yeah, I was reading about the different approach between Washington State and Oregon. Washington focusing on, let's see, what did they do? They did seniors first and then Oregon did the schools first. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a tough situation, and I'm not sure there's a right or a wrong answer, but
yeah, and I think that's what bears it repeating for folks, is that nobody's going to be happy with the solution, and, you know, everybody can make a fair case for doing it one way versus the other, but we need to exercise a little bit of patience and recognize that, you know, especially if we're healthy and we're able to space out and, you know, hold our bubble strong. You know, there's other people who don't have that opportunity.
I'm curious about how big your bubble is.
Well, right now my bubble is just my household. So my spouse and my daughter, and that's it. And I would imagine most people who have smaller bubbles probably feel the same way we do. We'd like it to be bigger, but it's just not right for us right now.
Yeah, and is your daughter doing distance learning at home?
No, she's preschool age, and so she does daycare just down the street at a daycare facility.
I see. All right, well, any other things getting you through the times we're in? Are you digging into some books, or what's keeping you on the path?
Keeping busy with a little bit of light reading for fun, but also doing graduate school in the evenings, and so don't have as much free time to sit around and twiddle thumbs, thankfully, but lots of stuff to keep me occupied for the time being.
And what are you pursuing?
Getting a master's degree in public administration.
Cool. And so you must be distance learning, right?
Yep, been distance learning. Next month will make 12 months.
Wow. Do you feel like you're getting the full experience, or is it a struggle?
Oh, it's a struggle. I mean, that was one of the joys of going back to school as an older adult, was getting a chance to be on campus and interact with people who are in roughly the same experience or same position in their life. And, you know, having to do that remotely at a distance, just, it's good to see some familiar faces, but it's not quite the same, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're tuning in on the internet from the metro area. Thanks for your call today.
Appreciate it. Keep on rocking.
Take care.
Bye.
503-325-0010. Once you join in on the conversation, we've got three open lines. Oop, one of them's ringing. Good morning. You're on the conversation. What's your comment or question today?
Oh, I was just going to tell you I wanted to be a dog if I could, so I could run down by the ocean and just have fun and feel free and not be afraid of the virus.
Do you have any dogs yourself?
No, I did at one time, but she passed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, a vote for beaver, now a vote for dog. Any experiences you've had with trying to get the vaccine yet, or do you know where you are in line?
I don't, and it's probably my fault, but I'm not sure really how to go about getting it in Clatsop County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I bet when your number is up, you'll find out. I think we have a little bit of a ways to go.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
All right, have a good day.
You too. If you're just tuning in, this is The Conversation, and today's icebreaker is, if you could spend a day as any animal, what would it be and why? First caller said beaver. Second caller said dog. I'll throw my hat in the ring. One of my favorite animals is an orca, and I'd love to swim around and have a salmon for lunch and a salmon for dinner and hang out in the Salish Sea. Hang out in the Puget Sound. Sounds pretty good to me. 503-325-0010. Looking forward to hearing from you today. Would love to know what your thoughts are on the vaccine rollout, how it's been working for you. I'm curious to know, too, to what extent, you know, does your opinion change about what you can and can't do once you've gotten vaccinated? You know, so if you have the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask, right? It's kind of a rhetorical question, but let's talk about it. We've got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I would like to be a bird. I always like flying and looking at things from way up, and you could get any place you wanted a lot quicker than on the ground.
That's an excellent answer. Is there a specific species of bird you'd be interested in being for a day?
No. Bird is great.
Fair enough. All right. Any thoughts on the vaccine process?
Well, unfortunately, I'm what's called chemical sensitive, which means my body reacts strangely to all kinds of environmental chemicals, and so I don't know if it would be something that my body would handle. So I just am very careful, and I keep my mask on, and I keep social distance.
Yep, wash the hands, wear the mask.
Yep, and right now I'm a floral designer, and I work at Mimi's Flowers, and we are all staying social distance. And we're only letting one customer come in at a time, and everything's getting scrubbed down in between our customers. So it seems to be working out well.
You know, people seem to have gotten into the flow in general.
Yeah, it's called the Corona Dance.
The Corona Dance, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Highly choreographed. Great. Well, thanks for the call this morning.
Okay.
Have a great rest of your week. Bye. And another caller has joined us. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I would like to also be a bird this morning, but for a different reason. I always kind of sit here and admire all the small birds that try to work themselves, to do what's left over in the feeder after the big birds have gorged themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like a sparrow or a wren.
And are you what you would consider an active bird watcher, or you just appreciate it?
I just appreciate it.
Yeah. We've got a bona fide bird watcher on staff here, Susan, and she's she knows all of the birds.
Yeah. Tell Susan, my wife, Elizabeth, she does that. She has a book, and she does that all the time. So.
But, yeah, it's a neat hobby.
Yeah, I just, whoever shows up is okay and appreciate it.
And so how are you doing with the vaccine? Are you in line, or did you already get yours, or what's the process there?
We actually got our last night.
Oh, congratulations. Was that first shot or second shot?
First shot.
And you do have to do two, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from now, I have to reappear.
Yeah, and any discomfort, any symptoms?
Sore arm. Other than that, no.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I hope that it works for you and you stay healthy and happy, and thanks for calling in.
You have a good morning.
You too. Well, now we've got a couple of bird fans. We've got a cetacean and a, what would you call a beaver? I know it's a mammal, but semi-amphibious mammal. And we've got a canine. So 503-325-0010. Is there an animal that you would like to spend the day as? And why? Give us a call. And then let us know how it's going with the vaccine for you. I think that I was looking at the rollout plan, and it does look like Oregon has moved into the stage where, let's see, starting February 8, seniors 80 and older can get their vaccine in Oregon. February 15, 75 and older. February 22, 70 and older. And March 1, 65 and older. And again, Oregon sounds like placed a priority on educators to get the first round of vaccines, whereas Washington went with seniors first. So interested to hear what you think about that. We've got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Graham. I believe a beaver's a rodent, classified as
okay.
a rodent.
Thank you.
But I personally want to be a black wolf.
Wow.
And I want to live in Yellowstone.
Love it.
And if you've never looked into the face of a wolf and those big topaz eyes, oh my goodness.
Cool.
So you see to their soul and they see to yours. On the vaccine, I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken less than a year to develop this vaccine. What do we know about side effects?
Right.
Long-term side effects, short-term side effects. I've had one friend out of a group of friends that have had it because of what she does for a living. She had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm still kind of iffy on that. And I would be in the group that is at the end of February if I choose to do that. So...
Yeah, and I think I goofed up. I framed the question of, you know, did you get it yet or not? But I didn't ask, are you considering not getting it? And that's a very valid question and a very valid point of view as well. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, I have several friends, including a friend on kidney dialysis, that said she will take it if she is mandated to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, she said she's not interested.
I wonder who would have the authority to mandate it.
Her physician and allowing her to go into a dialysis center for treatment.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said they're very reasonably strict with who and what comes in and where you sit and cover your face and wash your hands and almost don't talk to anybody. But it gives her a socialization 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So kind of still on the fence on that. I want to know what long-term effects are.
Well, I think there's no harm in being patient and waiting and seeing as long as you can, safely and comfortably.
Well, staying masked, staying washed, staying distanced, and I'm getting really tired of this distance thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, you stay well, your staff stay well, and we'll talk again at some point.
Thank you kindly. Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're just joining us, it's The Conversation, and we're talking about vaccines. Are you in line? Are you ready to get yours? Are you hoping to get yours? Are you questioning whether you want to get yours? Just curious to know what you think. And I guess I've forgotten to ask the last couple of callers, too, about just how you're doing at this point, because... As the one gentleman said, he's been distance learning for 12 months now because of COVID, and yeah, this has been a while, and some of the retail outlets, some of the restaurants, some of the businesses are really starting to get their COVID dance routine down. I admire the folks that are having to pivot so drastically in their work lives to continue providing the services that they provide. We're fortunate that we've been able to carry on with our homegrown programmers and a small staff here at the studio, but we desperately look forward to having our friends back in the Tillicum house with us. It's pretty darn boring without the crew. But yeah, 503-325-0010. Would love to hear your answer to our icebreaker question of the day, which is, if you could spend a day as any animal, what would it be and why? And then your thoughts on the vaccine. So won't you give us a ring and check in? Join the conversation, 503-325-0010. Here's a little music. Welcome back to The Conversation on KMUN. My name's Graham, I'm your host, and this is our live local call-in show. We've got three empty lines, looking forward to hearing from you, talking about the vaccine today. I am looking at a couple of resources on the internet about what to expect, or, you know, can you get COVID-19 from the vaccine, things like that. And I know that folks are concerned, and I know that our news team has been doing a great job reporting and keeping you posted, but I just like hearing from you and knowing what your thoughts are. So give us a call, 503-325-0010. I do believe we've got Paul on the phone. Is that you?
That is. How are you this morning, Graham?
I'm great. How are you, Paul?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Well, anyhow, I go for the dog.
Another vote for a dog.
There's another vote for the dog. And the reason, my reason is that you get to run around, you get to sniff everything, you get to pee on everything.
Okay, yeah, you're really selling it.
And then you come in and you get fed and hugged and kissed.
It's true, it is the life of luxury. And
well,
I imagine that your heart is just full of love constantly, right?
Well, yes, I've had dogs my entire life, mostly dachshunds, and this one I have right now I think is like the Einstein of dogs. He knows what's going on before it happens.
Mm.
But anyhow, so for dogs.
All right.
And my experience with the vaccine has been, it's chaotic. I think what we're hearing is mostly babble.
Hmm.
I don't think anybody knows what the hell is going on. As you know, I live out in Ocean Shores, and there's been nothing offered. I started about a little over a month ago trying to line up a vaccination with my care provider. And we had to do this, and we had to do that. And then it changed, and then we had to do it all over again, resubmit. And there's not even a pharmacy out here that is set up to do vaccinations.
That seems odd.
Pardon?
That seems kind of odd. Do you know where they are administering them, or you just have to drive somewhere?
No, there's... out here in Ocean Shores, there's nothing. Maybe in Aberdeen, I don't know. But my care provider is past Aberdeen towards Olympia. And we've been at it for a month, and we're not getting any news at all. So I think it's just babble and chaos. And I think what we've been doing was just hunker down, play with the dog. Thank God for the dog.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting to see what happens. But I don't. What I hear from Washington State, their Secretary of Health quit here just at the beginning of this whole thing. They've got a new one. There's actually been no guidance from the Department of Health here in Washington. There's been a few of his liaisons who've spoken from time to time. But actually, nothing concrete. So I have no idea. I guess I've come to the conclusion I'm just going to have to sit and wait, hunker down, be patient, and wait.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got a bit of a drive to get to your primary care provider.
Right. It's about a round trip of about 120 miles. And our road has been closed because of landslides going into Hoquiam. So there's detours. It's been a kind of a difficult situation, but I guess the only thing you can do is just be patient and wait.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you're in good company on the Long Beach Peninsula of folks who listen to KMUN and are staying on top of this. So if anybody else is in the Ocean Shores area and has some insights, give us a call, 503-325-0010. So you just have the one dachshund right now, Paul?
Just the one dachshund.
Have you ever had a large group of them at once, or you're like a one or two dog guy?
The breeder we've gotten two of our dachshunds from will come out from time to time, bring a plethora of puppies. It's just great chaos. It's really fun. But we haven't been seeing her lately, but because of what's been going on. And again, I so much appreciate KMUN, and I want to woof you a great day.
Well, thanks a lot. I woof you a good day as well.
All right.
Take care, Paul.
Take care, Graham.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got another caller that's joined us. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Are you going to answer the icebreaker today or get right to vaccines?
Well, I thought I would talk about the vaccine a little bit because I'm privileged enough to be teacher and staff. I'm the and staff part, and so I received a vaccination. It's going to be over a month ago. Our second shot should be coming up around the 22nd of February, and I haven't heard anything about it recently. But I just wanted to say, as far as I work down in Seaside for the Seaside School District, and they had a system set up where the superintendent notified the faculty and staff that they were eligible to get a vaccination if they wanted to. And then you went to a website. You could look at the website, and they had increments of 15 minutes, 4:15, 4:15, 4:30, et cetera. And within that 15 minutes, they had a suggested 25 vaccinations available. So you picked one, and then you were in the system, and you printed out a consent form, which you pre-filled out before you went there. Mm-hmm. We went there on a Tuesday, and it was being held at the old Seaside High School gymnasium. We went in. There was a long line, but we were all masked up. We all kept our distance. It was a little bit of a wait, but I'm sure that most people have waited longer in the doctor's office on occasion than we had to wait for our vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
After we received our vaccination, we were requested to sit for 15 minutes to see if you had any kind of serious reaction. and then you were allowed to go home. And then I was hooked up to a follow-up text message system, I'll say, and I get a text message every day asking me how I'm doing. I did for a week, and now I'm getting it weekly. How are you doing? And they have some basic questions, and they have a place for you to comment. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, I know there's a lot of people out there that wish that older, and I am over 70, by the way, so I don't feel too guilty about getting my shot early. But I understand that people are having issues with the way the state of Oregon is administering their vaccinations, particularly with elderly people and the like. Mm-hmm. But be aware, and I'm sure you probably are, that Oregon is way up there on percentage of population being vaccinated. We're over 10% already. We're in the top 10, I think, maybe top 14 in the country as far as getting vaccinations out. So I know there's shortages. I know it's difficult. Your previous caller said be patient. I think that's the thing to do. Yeah. Be safe.
Yeah.
And but I just wanted to let you know that it is possible to have an orderly, efficient system. It's out there.
Well, if only we could put the school departments in charge of it.
I'm not sure. I think they actually contracted this out. I'm not sure who operated the website, but it worked really well. Now, we're only talking about hundreds of people instead of thousands of people, like they have in the Valley, where they have thousands of people descending by phone or email or text message or whatever they're doing onto a system that just can't handle it. So we're lucky to be living in a small county of 40,000+ people.
Yeah, one of the things...
By the way, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the things that I saw about the process for vaccinating in Oregon versus Washington was that the argument was that you can get all the teachers and staff done really quickly because it's not that many people, you know, compared to the whole population of the state. So they just thought it would be, you know, pushing it back a couple weeks. But I'm not sure if that's been proven true or not.
I think availability of vaccination is one of the issues.
That's been a problem.
And obviously, coordinating the whole thing is another one.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more people over the age of 80. There's, what did they say, 700,000+ people in that age group, as opposed to 12,000 teachers or something like that. I don't know if those numbers are right. But, I mean, like you said, it's, you know, it's, the numbers are kind of hard to figure, I guess. But
yeah,
anyway,
and
I just wanted to let you know that.
Hopefully patience can be the word of the day, like you said.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, hopefully patience can be the word of the day, like you were saying.
Yeah, I think so. I know everybody's anxious. It's been a year now. I certainly am.
Yeah.
I want to get back to some semblance of normalcy, but... we're just going to have to keep being patient for a little bit longer.
Yeah, agreed. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Appreciate your program.
Take care.
Bye.
We've got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello, Susanna.
I would like to be a wild donkey, a playful wild donkey.
Nice.
They're very smart and funny and all that, and affectionate, and they can be with each other. And then... I want to do a shout-out to the teachers. I have to admit, I can get it soon because of my age. And I think the teachers impact so many people. All the kids being able to go back to school and the parents having some either time for themselves or going to work, being able to focus on work or whatever. So I'm very glad in this state that Governor Brown put teachers up there.
Yeah, and I think there's just no real right or wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
You can make arguments to support any process.
And I think for us seniors, that as people have said on the show today, we're used to the dance now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the general population is, because you see the numbers going down, the number of infections going down, and I think everybody's kind of just hunkering down. I have to admit, I do fantasize about getting a little trampoline for my sheep. After seeing sheep jumping on a trampoline on YouTube, I have lambies, and it's part of what gets me through the days when I'm around them. Sometimes I'm not always there, but watching the lambs.
Well, and if you get a trampoline, I do hope you'll take some video and send it to us.
Oh yes, I have to. Yes, if they get jumping on it, absolutely. Well, yeah. All right.
All right, Susanna, well, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of your week.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Conversation on KMUN. My name's Graham, and I'm your host today. We're taking calls from you, and we're talking about the process with the vaccines, where you are in line, whether they're coming down the pipe for you, whether you're questioning whether you want to get it. Interested to hear your thoughts and your experiences. So the number to call is 503-325-0010. And of course, would love for you to participate in our icebreaker today, which is, if you could be any animal for a day, what animal would it be and why? I hope Paul's still listening. I did a little search and found an article from the Chinook Observer that the, let's see, oh, I scrolled down and lost it. It was where the South County Vaccine Clinics for Pacific County will be held at the South County Annex Building on Sandridge Road in Long Beach and will be conducted by Ocean Beach Hospital with support from the county. Other local vaccine providers will also be able to hold their own clinics with their established patients if and when they receive doses. So maybe that's a little bit of helpful information, but that's a Chinook Observer article from January 19th. So it's getting a little long in the tooth at this point. Hopefully there's some updates and some newer information. Again, I encourage you to listen to our local news broadcasts, both during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. And you can also find all of those stories posted on our local news page, coastradio.org. 503-325-0010. I'm looking at three empty phone lines, and I can tell you're about to pick up the phone and join the conversation. Won't ya? Won't ya? I was prepared for a little bit of yakking if the calls got thin with a little letter that I was going to read. But hey, we've got a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Ocean Shores is on the Washington coast. It's not on the Long Beach Peninsula.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for that clarification. Ocean Shores, yes. I'm going to have to look at the map. We've got another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. This is Johnny down in Seaside.
Good morning, Johnny. What's up?
Hey, well, you know, I think I'm going to have to go with a bald eagle.
Ooh, okay? Cool.
Yeah. Soaring on the breeze up there above it all.
Yep. You can eat some fish, too.
That's right. I do love to eat me some fish.
Have you ever had a cool experience where you've seen one in the wild up close or anything?
Well, you know, the one that comes to mind is in the beginning of this thing last year when the beaches were shutting down, I went down for a jog on the beach, and it was just me out there, and a baldy came, was coming the other way, you know, right down the waves, and he came, and he did a flyby right over me, and it was really, it made me proud to be an American.
Yeah. That's great.
It was just beautiful.
Very cool. Well, and, what else is on your mind?
You know, for my family and I, we're not planning on getting the vaccine. A couple things that people should be aware of is that, you know, vaccine manufacturers are not liable for any injury or death that comes by their products. And as well, because of the PREP Act, manufacturers of these vaccines are also not involved in the vaccine injury compensation program. So those who are injured or die from these, you know, experimental new medicines are on their own, sadly. And then the other piece of information that's surprising about this is if you look it up, it doesn't stop transmission of SARS-CoV-2. It stops COVID-19, which is the symptoms, the disease, but it doesn't stop transmission of the actual virus. So that's why people would still be wearing masks and social distancing even after they've had this. So for us, it just doesn't make sense to take that risk.
Yeah, I think that was one of the big takeaways that I was hoping to hear from people is that even if you've had the vaccine, you still got to mask up, you still got to social distance. You're one of the lucky ones that may not get it, but you can still pass it around. But yeah, enter at your own risk is the idea there, huh?
Yeah, and for our family, we're not going to take that risk, and I just wanted to point that out to other people that they, you know, the mainstream media isn't pushing that information. You know, there's this narrative that the vaccine somehow going to save us all, and it's not if you read the fine print. So,
well, that's why
involved with it.
That's why community radio exists.
Yes, God bless you, Graham.
And we've got a pledge drive coming up in a little over a month, so keep that in mind.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Well, thanks for your call. Any other thoughts for us today?
For us, you know, our take, you know, perspective on this is protect those at risk by all means. The elderly, you know, and the elderly with comorbidities especially are those at most at risk. And so by all means, protect them, and the rest of us need to get on with our lives. We can't hide from a virus is our perspective on this. So.
Well, I really appreciate hearing your perspective. Thanks for the call today.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, Johnny. 503-325-0010 is the number to call. I mentioned I had a letter to read to you as well as a poem. So while we're waiting for the phone to ring, I'm going to do this poem. This was shared with me by my co-staff member Janet yesterday. This poem's called Kindness, and it's by Naomi Shahab Nye. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment, like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go, so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows, and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to gaze at bread, only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere, like a shadow or a friend. That was Kindness by Naomi Shahab Nye. If you're just tuning in, this is The Conversation, live local call-in show. Three empty lines. If you're the next to call, you're the next one on the air. Our icebreaker question today is if you could spend a day as any animal, what animal would it be and why? And then we're just sharing our thoughts and feelings and experiences about the vaccination process for COVID-19. So won't you call in? 503-325-0010. Okay, so since the phone is not ringing, I told you I had a letter as well. Some of you may be familiar with Rob Bresny, known from Free Will Astrology. But don't let that turn you off. He's a nice person. And so there is a progressive radio station not unlike ours, that is based in the Bay Area. It's called KPFA. I believe it's known as Pacifica. And so this is a letter to KPFA from Rob Bresny. And so we're We're doing a little bit of a digression. We're getting away from vaccines here. But we're talking about media, which did come up. Journalism, reporting, and how that impacts people like you and I. So now that I've fully set this letter up, I'll get back to it because we've got a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I am over 70 years old. I have a little flip phone, no internet access, and I have a landline on my residence, but my flip phone doesn't work out there. So what kind of accommodations are made for persons who are disconnected?
Yeah, if you don't have internet in the computer, what's your source, huh?
For what?
Well, are you saying connected in like the media sense or just about getting the vaccine?
I don't have a connection to the internet, period.
Right. And so what is it that you're looking to get connected to? Is it the vaccine information?
Yes, the vaccine. How do I sign up for that?
Yeah, that is a really good question. Where are you?
Well, I can't be the only one. There's got to be more than me.
Are you in Oregon or Washington?
I'm in Oregon.
And rural area?
Yes.
What's the neighborhood?
It's Wolofsky Loop, Labiski Lane.
So Astoria neighborhood?
Yeah.
Outside of Astoria?
Out by the fairgrounds, 3.5 miles southeast of the fairgrounds.
Right. And are you listening to Joanne and Kathleen in the morning on Morning Edition?
Sometimes. Yeah, I do sometimes.
Because hopefully they're getting some information out and keeping everybody updated. I know that that's been a big priority for the news department to cover vaccines as well as we can.
Okay. And what time are they on?
So the local news happens in the morning at 8:30. I have to look at the Morning Edition clock. It's at the bottom of the hour. It's around 8:30 in the morning and then around 5:30 at night.
Okay. Thank you. I'll tune in then.
I know the All Things Considered local news break is at 5:29 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And in the mornings,
okay.
It's 8:30
and
it's like 8:32 or something. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. And you know our phone number. So if you're in a real bind and you need information, don't hesitate to give us a call, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
We've got another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
I just wanted to tell the last lady that if you call the health department at 325-8500 and ask for that information, they can keep you up to date and keep you in the loop.
And you said that was 503-325-8500?
That's correct, sir.
And that's the Oregon Health Department?
That's our Clatsop County Health Department.
County Health Department. All right. Well, I hope that that last caller is still listening. Thanks for the info. This is The Conversation. The number is 503-325-0010, and I look forward to hearing from you. Here's a letter from Rob Bresny to KPFA. See what you think. And then maybe we can talk about that for the next 10 or 12 minutes of the show. Dear progressive radio station KPFA, I love you. You are an oasis, a reality check that keeps me sane, one of the media outlets that actually reflects some of my values. You're also the only radio station that has, over the years, given me airtime to spout my particular brand of truth. Thank you for that. But there's a sorrowful complaint I harbor against you. When you cover the news, you're just too angry all the time. Don't misunderstand me. I respect the power of anger to rouse clarity. In the face of the demented pathology loose in our culture, compassionate people have a duty to wield wrath constructively. We of the Pinko persuasion should resist, dissent, and howl, be appalled and righteously critical. We should name the liars and expose the lies. But that just ain't enough. For you, KPFA, to be so droningly, chronically pissed off in your coverage of the global predicament is deathly boring. But more importantly, to dwell exclusively on fear and loathing threatens to paralyze the hearts of us listeners. It wounds our ability to be uproarious, imaginative, infectiously effective revolutionaries. We can't afford to be motivated primarily by outrage. We've got to cultivate ingenious joy and celebratory fervor as we create and define the beautiful culture we want to inhabit. Dear KPFA, it wouldn't take much to fix the gross imbalance. I'm not asking you to even come halfway over to my view. Just a nod in the direction of pronoia would make a huge difference. Side note, Rob Bresny wrote a book called Pronoia to counteract the effects of paranoia in our society. He continues, what if your hardworking news program, Flashpoints, could devote, say, 80% of its material to protesting the ugliness and ignorance, and 20% to conjuring visions of beauty, truth, justice, poetry, love, goodness, and soulfulness? I would even take 10%. I'm not talking about New Age BS or the sentimental hallucinations of Pollyannas. I mean deep thinkers who have spiritual and psychological perspectives to blend with their political savvy. I mean poets and visionaries and prophets who leaven their critiques of the empire with the language of the soul. Which leads me to my next point. If we're sincere in our devotion to the business of creating a better world, then we cannot afford to imitate, and therefore reproduce, the one-dimensional, literalist, fanatical, party-line, scapegoat-creating modes of thought that the patriarchy has specialized in. What this means is, one, we have to be in ongoing conversation with our own personal shadows. In other words, we have to apply the same revolutionary zeal to dissolving our own internal fixations as we do to toppling the ignorance we see in the world around us. Two, we have to be humble about how complicated the world is, and therefore we have to be less than arrogantly certain in claiming we always know what's best in every situation. We have to be subtle, multi-leveled, and willing to acknowledge the ambiguity inherent in real life. Number three, we have to understand that political struggle is half-baked unless it's anchored in soul work. What's soul work? It's ruthless, ongoing self-examination that continually regenerates our shadows. It's the cultivation of less literal modes of knowing the world. It's a desire to translate our high ideals into the marrow of our everyday interactions. And it's a determination to keep from becoming predictable rhetoricians, forever hammering home our pet theories, even as the world is creating itself right in front of our blind eyes. Number four, our political work proceeds with far more efficacy and grace if it's mixed with at least some amount of poetry and myth and magic and ritual and soul. Since you, KPFA, are one of the best practitioners of the political work I believe in, I would love to see you integrate these principles. P.S., I'm assuming that readers know I'm not singling out KPFA. Much of the progressive news media has this same failing, in my opinion. So that's a letter from Rob Bresny to a progressive radio station. We had a call come in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Earlier, I noticed you were making some comments about the COVID vaccine. You were talking about that?
We were, and we still can. So what are your thoughts and experiences?
Oh, great. Well, I actually had a quick question.
Okay.
I was wondering about information for people who are interested in the vaccine but aren't able to leave their home. Maybe they're disabled or they simply don't want to leave their home. Is there any way that they can still get the vaccine?
Boy, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
And I don't know the answer.
Oh, no problem. I was just wondering if maybe you had information on that or maybe for people who needed that information.
Yeah, so do you want to write me an email? Just my first name, Graham, at coastradio.org.
Oh, sure.
And if I can find out an answer, I'll email you back.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I have it written down.
We'll dig into it. And if anyone listening knows the answer as well, we certainly invite your call.
Great. Oh. And thank you. Yeah, thank you for giving people that kind of information. That's really important right now.
Yeah. And do you have time to stay on the line and answer our icebreaker question?
Oh, sure. What's the icebreaker question?
It is, if you could spend a day as any animal, what animal would it be and why?
Oh, I would want to be a dog. In fact, I would actually want to be my dog, Mika, for a day.
Very good.
I would want to be Mika because, you know, I would just want to see what it's like to be my dog and get to go to the beach and hang out with my family and eat all kinds of good treats all day, you know?
Yeah, be spoiled by its mother.
I think that'd be a good life.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for the call, and I look forward to seeing your email, and we'll see if we can figure some info out for you.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
So we are talking about the vaccine here on The Conversation. There's less than 10 minutes left in the show. I definitely welcome your final comments or thoughts about the vaccine. Are you in line? Have you already gotten it? Do you know what to expect? Are you concerned? Do you have questions? 503-325-0010 is the number to call. In looking at cdc.gov information about coronavirus, common side effects of the vaccine on your arm where you got the shot, you could have some pain and swelling. And throughout the rest of your body, you could experience some fever, chills, tiredness, and headache. If you've got pain or discomfort, you can take an over-the-counter medicine like ibuprofen or acetaminophen. Talk to your doctor. And when to call the doctor after your vaccine, if the redness or tenderness where you got the shot increases after 24 hours, or if your side effects are worrying you and do not seem to be going away after a few days, then please contact your doctor or healthcare provider. And then another link from the same website, cdc.gov, is just some information about helping stop the pandemic. Wearing masks and social distancing help reduce your chance of being exposed to the virus or spreading it to others. But these measures aren't enough. This says vaccines will work with your immune system, so it will be ready to fight the virus if you are exposed. So we need to use all the tools we have. Looks like we've got a return caller. Good morning.
Hi, I wanted to comment on KPFA.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I really try to catch flashpoints that's created by KPFA, but also broadcast through KBOO.
Right.
And I don't know, I just listen at 10 through the KBOO Listen Line site, but he's one, I forgot the guy who hosts it, but the people he interviews, his contacts around the world are amazing for people right at the front line who really know their stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's saying that it's not a good show, but I just think that he wants to see a little bit of the beauty and preciousness of life reflected in the news as well as the hard stuff. It's always the hard stuff.
I get that. But, you know, when I want the hard stuff, I listen, I pick up, I listen to it. And then when I want the lighter stuff, I turn someplace else.
Good point. Yeah, we can't be everything all the time.
Yes.
We talk about that at the radio station. You know, we have such a big mix of music and different types of talk shows that if there's a show you don't like, you know, we can't be everything to everyone. But hopefully there's something for everyone somewhere on our schedule.
Yes, I think so. And thank you for your work.
All right. Thank you, Susanna. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're wrapping up the show. We've got maybe time for one more caller. So if you've been sitting on your comment or question, now's the time to pull it out from underneath you and pick up the phone. 503-325-0010. It's The Conversation on KMUN. It's your show. You're the host. I'm just the one that pushes the buttons. All right. I think we'll go to music for the rest of the hour unless I hear from you. Ooh, just in the nick of time. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your comment or question today?
Well, I called earlier, Graham.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Oh, let me turn this off. Darn. One of the things that amazes me about this virus inoculation thing is that people will drink a five-hour energy enhancer and not even know what's in it. And they don't seem to have any problem with that. That confuses me as to the thinking behind that. I missed the caller, another caller from Ocean Shores, and maybe she had said something about vaccinations, and I missed it.
No, it was just that I was thinking Ocean Shores was on the Long Beach Peninsula, but she was letting me know that it's on the Washington coast up by Aberdeen.
Yeah, we're north of you, quite a ways north. Well, anyhow, that was the end of my comments, and thank you again, and have a wonderful day.
You too, Paul, and stay tuned, and keep checking our website, coastradio.org, and hit the local news tab. Lots of updates and stories there. And, of course, all of our news partners throughout the region, Chinook Observer, Daily Historian, Seaside Signal, Wakayakum County Eagle, Tillamook Headlight Herald. The list goes on and on, but just like us, they're all trying to get the information to you. And so my heart goes out to you if you're stuck at home or if you're without internet and you're feeling like you don't have the resources you need. But have trust, have patience, and I think everything will come through in the end. But it's been a pleasure chatting with you all today. Really appreciate all the calls. And it's been fun to hear the answers to those icebreaker questions as well.